Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh Friday said the impact to the city budget by the COVID-19 closures is now up to $30 million. That's up $10 million from about 2 weeks ago, with most of the deficit from a sharp decline in sales tax revenue. The state is feeling the same pinch, and Walsh worries that may prompt a reduction in aid to municipalities.
That $30 million of anticipated revenue loss does not take into consideration what the governor has discussed recently. The governor had talked about the potential of a 20% cut of existing state aid. What that means for the city of Syracuse is between $14 and $15 million additional revenue loss, which, needless to say, would be devastating.
Walsh reiterated his extreme disappointment in the lack of federal relief for state and local governments. He says his administration is working on budget contingency planning, which includes reduced service levels and staffing if there's no help in sight. He and other leaders made remarks at an hour-long update to the community on city operations amid the pandemic. School Superintendent Jaime Alicea says they have not yet canceled prom or graduation. Yet he's quick to add there's much uncertainty about the remainder of the school year. He knows everyone will have a different comfort level if schools are reopened.
If the parents are not comfortable sending their kids to the school, they have the right to do that. And we want to make sure also that the teachers are comfortable. Coming back to the building, we need to look at the social and emotional, not only for the students, but also for the adults.
Alicea says much of what happens with schools will be dictated by the state. Meanwhile, he says online learning continues and they're providing 6,000 meals a day to children who need them. That comes to more than 200,000 meals since they started March 17th. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.